Are you actually enjoying your life? Do you actually love your life? Are you content beyond loving it, right? Are you content? There are so many of us who have not gotten to that point of contentment where we're like, okay, you know, and some things we have to be content with them being sucky and them being the case. Some people have chronic illness, or again, like I talked about earlier, lost their job or lost a partner. Like there are some things that we go through in life that we cannot control, but the things that we can control, do you enjoy them? Or are you just letting them ride with you just because they've always been there? Are they a nuisance? And if they are, why do we keep these things? Why do we hold on to things? And I feel like sometimes we hold on to things because we think, this is the best that I can get. This is the best that's out there for me. When really there is more, but we're so stuck on what has always been that we think that this is all that there is for me. And I want to let you know that that's not true. That's not all there is for you. That sure is enough is not all there is for me, okay? I know there is more for me out there, but I have to be relentless in my pursuit for that more. And I have to be okay with that more looking different than what I planned for it to look like. But I know that my creator, my God, would not have me to be here to live a life that I don't even enjoy. There is a magic that children have that I am envious of. They are naive. They believe that anything can happen. They believe nothing can get in their way. They are untouched by the hard and mean and evil people of this life. And so they believe that anything is possible. And the older we get, I think we start to think, oh, I can't really have the life that I dreamed of as a 5-year-old, or I can't be a singer. I can't be a writer. I can't do these things. We start to make up these excuses for ourselves. I'm too old. I'm too poor. I'm not the phenotype for this thing, right? We start to believe these things as if that's the reason why it's holding us back from living a life that we love. Now, if I were to ask you, do you love your life? What would you say? Would you say, yes, I love everything about it. I love my life, every part of it. Would you say, I mean, it's okay. I'm not where I want to be, you know, but where I am is it's fine. It's fine, right? Or would you say, I hate my life. I hate my life. And now I understand there are things about life that we can't control, things we hate, people passing away, getting sick, losing a job. There are things that we can't control. But the things that you do have control over, what would you say about those things? To be honest, for myself, I was wavering between it's okay, my life is all right, and I hate my life. There were things about my life that I was putting on myself, telling myself that I had to do this in order to be a productive citizen of this country, in order to be a real adult, that really was just weighing on me and making me feel like trash. I was getting to the point where I didn't love my life. I was trying to live my life for other people. And in doing that, I forgot about myself and I forgot to check in with myself before I did anything. And I lost myself and I felt like I was losing when really I just lost myself. I wasn't losing, I was losing myself and I was giving over control over my life. There are things that I agree to doing that I don't want to do. There are things that I agree to saying about myself that I don't believe. And we really don't check in with ourselves to figure out how much of our life is really lived for us or other people. Now, I'm not talking about generosity because that's a whole other topic. I'm talking about you literally giving over the power in your own life to actually love your life. I'm starting a new project and that project is me. It's on my own life and it's called #ProjectLoveYourLife. And my hope is that sharing the journey to actually loving my life, loving myself, loving the people in it, loving where I am, loving myself even in process, that I would inspire and encourage you to do the same. I'm literally taking an inventory of everything in my life, like my work, my music, my marriage, the people I hang around, and really trying to figure out, do I love this? And if I don't, let's curate it to where I do love it, right? So if I hate my job, okay, cool. I need to make money somehow, right? Can I figure out a way to make money that is actually enjoyable, pleasurable, that I don't hate, that doesn't suck? Can I figure out how to do that? If I don't like my body, for example, okay, can I love it while it's in process? But what can I change? If I don't like my flabby arms, maybe I just need to go to the gym and work out my arms. I feel like there are so many things that we think we don't have power over, or we think that we have to accept because it's always been, or we've been told that's how it's always been. But I love seeing Black women especially living their lives for them, enjoying it in a way and honoring themselves in a way that is respectful to themselves and honoring themselves. So no, you don't have to live in a multi-million-dollar mansion. No, you don't have to travel the world and jet set. But some Black women are very happy RVing or camping or just going out every weekend for themselves, every Friday, taking themselves to go get their nails done, whatever that looks like for them. Finding little nooks and crannies in your life so that you can actually get some joy in, some sunshine in. And before you know it, these small changes that you make actually start to make your whole life shine. And you shine not only on yourself, but on other people. So currently I don't have all the answers, right? I'm in the process of figuring it out, but I want to share this process with you as I figure it out myself. And hopefully you can join me on this journey to figuring out how you can actually love your life, being content with the stuff that sucks, and also pursuing more when you know that you can do more. And more doesn't mean more things, more actions, more stuff, right? More achievements. It means more as in different, as in higher, as in different, as in something that could possibly bring you more joy, right? Something that has a greater return on what you put in. And so I feel like a lot of Black women, we are so used to being told that crumbs is all that we'll get and we can have a feast, right? We can have a feast. We just have to make it. Like, I'm no longer waiting for other people to give me permission or give me the things I need to make a feast. I'm going to see all the things I have around me and make a feast myself and share that feast with other people. So if you're in for this journey, if you're along for the ride, let me know. Leave a comment below. Let me know what you think. I just want to get to a point where I actually love my life. And I mean that, where I look around at everything and I'm just like, yes, yes, this is me more than it is, you know, about other people and what other people say, no longer asking for people's permission or for their approval of my life, but my own approval, my God's approval, my own approval beyond that, right? Being able to say, I'm content with everything that I have. And that's going to take some work. And I cannot wait to share that work with you. I love you. If you need to share this with somebody, let me know. Share it with them. I would love for them to see it. What things are coming to your mind? I have a lot of things coming and I want to share those with you. But just for this video, for this sake, Project Love Your Life. Let's get it. Let's do it. Let's actually get to the point where we can actually love our lives. I love you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye.